world. So I want to start. I know it's a lot of things going on in the world, and a lot of Christians also are going through sufferings or afflictions or situations that you know, that sometimes make Christians, you know, may, well, unbelief, you know, in the Word of God. So I want to share with you first this, you know, that it says in Romans 8, and as the last time I was with you, I shared with you some of the, you know, what God wanted to share with me and then share with you. So according to what's happening, I want to share the scriptures and by scripture, you know, and I hope we all can meditate on them, see, you know, with all our joy and hope what is really God saying to us. I know you all are very precious brothers and sisters and full of faith and everything, but I want to share this with you that has, how to say, bring my heart to the truth of God. Now open, you know, my heart and live now according to what I heard in the Word. See, the first scripture I want to bring before going to, I want to read some scriptures about hope, brothers, because I think we all need to hear about hope. What's our hope, you know? Not just hearing what the world is saying. We need to hear what God is saying to us, you know? So, and this first scripture is going to be in Romans 8, verse 18. And I'm going to open with this. It says, I hope by English, it'll be good. So it says in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. See, each time I read a letter from the New Testament, especially from Apostle Paul and all the apostles, but especially from Paul, you know, to each of the churches, I really receive from the Word a lot of light and a lot of hope, you know. And what in this situation, you know, really trusting in God. So here is saying that our suffering is not compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. And we'll go through the scriptures and they will be talking to us, okay? So now I'm going to read Ephesians, that just to remind us in all the scriptures, how God remind us, the Apostle Paul remind us, you know, the Gentiles. And I'm going to read chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. It says, therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcisioned by those who call themselves the circumcision that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. So, God, Apostle Pastor reminds what it was our condition before Christ. You know, I take it myself, I say, the Spirit remind me who I was before and who am I am in Christ, who I am, you know, as a new creature. So I say that before we were not, without hope and without God in the world, without away from the promises of God. you know. But now, by Jesus Christ's sacrifice, by his the blood, by his blood, we are now close. I mean, we bring, and he says, brought near through the blood of Christ. So we are in Christ. So the scripture is going to it's talking to us, you know, talking about our situation. Remember how God, how we were before, and how we are our condition today, you know, as we gave our life to the Lord Jesus. I mean, we're not anymore like the other Gentiles, you know. We are now washed with the blood of the Lamb of God. So we can, these verses should, and they do, bring joy to our life or to our hearts as a Christians, joy, you know, in the middle of this situation that everybody is having and all the world is having, and all people is suffering about it, and needs, and well, especially here in the country, there are some people that really need, and people that really going through a bad situation, especially the poor people in our country. You know, but if we, even if we're poor, or when we have consolation in the scriptures, that's what I, you know, I encourage the church to understand, to help, you know, in their heart. So in Romans 8, you know this scripture very well, but we will remember it. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28-30, and it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the likeness of his son. See what he's saying. You sometimes we just read fast, but if something, if we just go read the scripture slow, and you're not, and hear what he's saying. Oh, God, that's wonderful. So that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestinated, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So what did this tell us, brothers? See, remember, I started from the beginning. You know, that we were not, I mean, we were away from the promises of God. We were with no God, you know, and before in the world, but now we are close, you know, because the blood of Jesus. So God tells us, you know, that he chooses us, you know, and many Christians. Well, I don't know, down here I've seen a lot of Christianity, you know, walking with no hope, or walking with not knowing what God has done for us and what he has gave us in Christ Jesus. You know, that's a lot of ignorance here in our, well, here in churches or Christianity. But by hearing this, you know, this promise or what is written, we have joy, and we have hope, and we have to persevere on that. So I'm going to read what it says. Paul says to the Corinthians, to every church, he brings the same message, you know, of hope, you know. So I'm going to read First of Thessalonians. Is that how you say Thessalonians? Chapter 2, verse 13-17. It says, but we owe always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying word of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel. That's what Apostle Paul is saying, you know, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know if you hear that, I mean, for me, that's, it say he called you to this through the gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed unto you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So how the scriptures, I mean, give us, brothers, hope. And Paul says, stay firm. I mean, I know that many of our brothers, saints, are going to tribulation. I know that. We all know that. But the Bible, I mean, Apostle Peter say that, he said it, I mean, to this, in his letter, that if it's necessary, we have to go to tribulation. You know, I hear this morning my wife showed me something that she find in Facebook that it was saying that, I don't know if you hear that, that the Pope in Rome is trying or is thinking to make a new book. Have you heard of that? Change the, or he said he wanted to modernize, or what do you say?
Modernize it? Oh, yeah.
The Bible, according to the times today. I mean, that's crazy. And all of these things we hear, you know, in the world and coming to us, and some of the real beloved brothers in Christ, you know, that are like, they are like kids, are very, very receptible, you know, these things, and these things cause, you know, probably discourage them, you know, in our hope. So the Lord, through these scriptures, and then I know there are a lot of scripture about hope, you know, Paul says to each of the churches, you know, that will or make us, you know, stay firm in our faith. You know, love, faith, and hope are the words, I mean, or the what we are hoping, you know, in the future. And if we stand firm, loving each other, you know, like you do, love each other and take care of each other, and love, you know, your neighbors, and love you know, the second mandament of the Lord Jesus. I mean, and that help a lot, you know, that we can understand really what the Lord is trying to put in our hearts. Well, he put in my heart after hearing this. I mean, when I was ever thought that I was going to see the glory of God or the glory of Christ, you know, and the Apostle Paul, I believe he wrote these things, you know, guided by the Holy Spirit to refresh the faith of the believers, you know, through all the ages, because now it helped at that time, the churches that were at that time, it helping us right now, the scriptures, you know, and that's our hope through the scriptures, you know, and every time we got we have a time of suffering or whatever going on in our life, which is not from God, we have to go to the scriptures, we know that, and be consolated by the scriptures. And in times of apostasy, and you know what's happening in the world now, we have to go to the scriptures. I know you know that, you know, but like Paul saw, or like Peter said, it's good for us to remind those things, you know, so we do not move from our faith. So in Romans, I just want to share two more scriptures, and just want to let the Lord guide us and you know, and make us see this truth and live by what he said. See in Romans 5, he said, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And we rejoice in the glory and the hope of the glory of God.
Amen.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, strengthening. And we rejoice in the hope. We have hope. Hope, as our president said, you know, our president in Mexico, he says he encouraged the country, you know, with hope. I mean, he said, hope is a powerful force to continue to believe. You know, we're gonna get up and we're gonna be, you know, the nation that we are pushing or we are helping for this nation to be. So he's a very encourager. Our president, he really encouraged our people in Mexico that, you know, about the hope. So we are now encouraged by the Lord, by his word, you know, and the president encouraged our people for something, well, it's living, but something, how do you say, it's not eternal. You know, he is giving hope, but we know that the hope we got from God, I mean, the word of God is eternal. So this should be, you know, make us rejoice, brother. I really think that hope in the glory of God. Because sometimes we walk like if we were not, you know, real Christians. Sometimes we walk with our head down sometimes we got bad by the afflictions or sufferings and we just, I mean, surrender sometimes, you know. But the Lord is saying that we have a hope. The first verse I read, remember, it says, the sufferings right now we're having, they are poquito, comparing to the glory is going to reveal in us. So I read in each letter what Paul says to the disciples and to the believers. And I say, oh God, this is wonderful, you know. This will keep the church, will keep in, awake, will keep in rejoicing, will keep in joy, you know, and will keep in loving each other. Because we have a hope. We have a hope. Other ones, other people that don't believe or have not believed in Christ, in God, they have no, their hope is not, how do you say, eternal. Their hope is just earthly, you know. They walk by what they see, and we should be walking by faith, you know, because we, like Paul says, what we see, like to wait for it. We're waiting in what God, in his promises, what he said, you know, that's what we should be walking. And if we walk that way, I mean, we'll be rejoicing in the Lord. We don't know how long it will take till the Lord come back. But in each letter to each of the churches, Paul saying the same message, you know, hope. And I heard in some readings you already did the word hope. And you can find the word hope many, many, you know, times in the scriptures, especially, you know, in the New Testament about our hope we have, you know, in the glory of, see the glory of Christ, you know, and our redemption in our eternal on our life, eternal life. And this is I just fell in my heart to read this to you. And there's a lot of scripture, but it'll take so much time. But I know you know these scriptures. I just want to remind you what God's saying to the church. You know, saying to the church. Which I believe that the church at this in this time, the church should be like it says in Colossians, I think. It says looks for if you have born again or you have born in Christ. You have to be looking for the things above, you know, or we have to be looking for the things above, or is Christ sitting, you know, at the side of or the Father? So, brothers, let's do not fear. Let's do not be. I mean, we are the scripture says we are that God. God, how do you say that word? No, but that God has put all his love in us individually. How he sent the spirit of his son, Lord, his son Jesus. So now we are not slaves. We are heirs, or I don't know how to say, the same inheritance that, you know, we have in Christ.
Amen.
So we need, I just want to, I know you know it, and but humbly, I know we need to remind these things. You know, it's a lot of scriptures I could share with you, but it's a short time. So, but what we have here is that will make us, you know, think about it. Think about it. I know what's going on, and you know, the world. We know that. We know what's going on in our countries. We know what's going on in Christianity. We know what's going on with the world, you know. But we have a hope. We have a hope, you know, of the glory of God.
Amen.
And that should make us raise up our head, amen, you know. Even if we're suffering, even if we are going to pain or to anything else, God wants us to remember that he's always with us. Brothers, if our faith is not, if we don't have much faith, I mean, if we need, even that, God is faithful. God is faithful. You know that, you know. Our faith honors God. We know, because we know that he is faithful. So that's what I want to share with you. That's what I shared this morning with the brothers today, you know, and that's what I share with people. Even if they don't know Jesus, I share with them how the God's fidelity, you know, to his word, or to what he said. So that encouraged myself, encouraged, you know, to everyone who hears and wait in hope.
Amen.
That's what I
want to
share with you today, brothers.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Father, increase our vision. Help us to see this. We thank you for just how wonderful you are. You've given us all of this, and you've promised all of this for us, Lord. There's not one promise in the scripture that you haven't kept, Lord, except those that will be kept at a future date. But there's not one promise in scripture that has failed.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you for that. Help us as we go on, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
For your word. Lord, please help us with our faith. I just remember when your disciples, when you were with them, they depend, you know, upon you.
Amen.
When you were with them. And then how they were, they have perturbation when you told them about your going to the Father and prepare a place for them, for disciples.
Mm.
And even at that time, they saw that they were with you, saw a lot of things you did, oh Lord, miracles, signs, everything. But they still, you know, doubting about the way, you know. But you told them, I am the way, the truth, and life. And Lord, sometimes we kind of forget what you have given us in Jesus Christ, your Son.
Amen.
Oh Lord, help us. Help us. We know that He died for our sins. Mm-hmm. You know that we know that He conquered death. We know that he went up, you know, to the Father. We know that He is our great priest, high priest, or he is now interceding for us. We know that, Father. So we just ask you, Father, help us increase our faith. In every, but do what you have to do with us, Father, because we see a lot of things happening in the world, and sometimes this happens to us that perturb our faith. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Help us. We know that you are in us. You are in us. Because it says in the scriptures, this is the mystery that was revealed to Paul, and he revealed to the church, the mystery of Christ in us. Oh Lord, that's beautiful. Things from above that we need to really understand and you know, take or so. I just ask, Lord, help us, help us. Help us, you know.
Amen.
We need, Lord, more light, more revelation about what Jesus Christ did for us, about His sacrifice, and about His presence, I mean, His at the side of His Father. Help us, Lord. That's my prayer, Lord, for everyone, especially for me.
Thank
I pray you. In the name of your Son, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise your name, Father. Lord, all powerful, all high, and you have filled our hearts and spoken to us again as we come to you together and you speak through each other and through your word to strengthen our hope and to encourage us.